Well, good evening again.
Dobro večer ponovo.
You will see I've titled this lecture utterly amazing.
Vidite da sam otpočeo ovo predavanje sa izrazom krajnje čudesno.
And it's not a spelling mistake.
Začuđujuće, dakle nije spelovano onako kako.
And I know that the media and the world has told us that milk is indispensable.
I znam da na mediji i svet oko nas tvrdi da bez mleka ne možemo.
But tonight we want to have a look at some interesting facts.
Ali večeras želimo da pogledamo neke zanimljive činjenice.
Now, if you had a normal wild cow,
ako imate jednu običnu divlju kravu,
like those that roam the veldt in Africa,
kao što ih ima na primjer na poljima u Africi,
then such a cow would produce about 3 liters of milk per day.
Takva krava će proizvesti dnevno 3 litre mlijeka.
And that's enough to feed a calf.
I to je dovoljno da ona ishrani svoje tele.
And of course the calf is geared to deal with the milk that it's getting.
I naravno to tele je opremljeno da stvari to mlijeko koje je za njega prirodno.
The protein in the milk is called casein.
Protein ili belančevina u mlijeku koji je glavna belančevina naziva se casein.
And that needs a special mode of digestion.
I za njega je neophodan poseban oblik varenja.
And you need a special enzyme called renin in order to deal with it.
I za to vam je potreba naročiti enzim renin koji se nalazi u burazima telića.
And a calf will produce this enzyme from the lining of the stomach.
I to tele će proizvesti iz omotača svog buraga upravo taj renin enzim koji mu je potreban da razloži i stvari mlijeko.
And then the casein in each species is geared to the needs of the species.
I kasein, ta belančevina u mlijeku, je posebno podešena kod svake vrste da odgovori na potrebe te vrste.
Which means it will have a certain amino acid composition.
Što znači da će ona imati aminokiseline koje su potrebne toj vrsti.
And the amount of protein in the milk,
a količina belančevine u mlijeku,
will be geared to the needs, the growth needs of the organism.
Odgovaraće potrebama rasta tog organizma.
Now, when you come to dairy cows,
kad se približite malo kravama koje se gaje zbog mlijeka prvenstveno,
they have been bred to produce much more than the wild cows.
One su odabiranjem tako genetski usmerene da proizvedu što više mlijeka.
So a cow will produce 20 liters a day.
Tako da će ova krava proizvesti 20 litara mlijeka dnevno.
And a very good cow will produce 40 liters a day.
A vrlo dobra krava će proizvesti 40 litara mlijeka.
A super cow,
a super krava
will produce 80 liters a day.
Proizvešće 80 litara.
And the world champion cow,
a svetska šampionka krava,
produced over 120 liters per day.
Proizvela je više od 120 litara dnevno.
That's a pretty painful experience.
To je jedno prilično bolno iskustvo.
So let's talk about this wonderful commodity called dairy products.
Hajde da sad progovorimo o ovom predivnom blagu zvanom mlečni proizvodi.
What is so good about this milk?
Šta je tako dobro sa ovim mlekom?
What does the media tell you?
Šta mediji kažu?
It's rich in
bogato je
calcium.
Kalcijumom, da.
And it's rich in
i bogato je
protein.
Belančevinama.
And then they don't talk too much about the fat and the other things, right?
A onda ne govore o masnoćama i drugim stvarima, zar ne?
But if you don't get your calcium from milk, then your legs are going to fall off and your hips are going to come unstuck.
Ali ako ne budete dobili kalcijum iz mlijeka, otpašće vam noge i kičma će vam se strašno iskriviti, tko zna šta još.
And that's why all the animals in the world,
i zato sve životinje na svetu,
queue up behind the cow,
staju u red iza krave,
to get their daily calcium need.
Da dobiju svoju dnevnu porciju kalcijuma.
All except cows.
Sve osim krava.
That seem to get it from the grass.
A one izgleda da ga dobijaju iz trave.
All right, so we are told to drink lots of it.
Tako da smo mi naučili da pijemo dosta mlijeka.
But science tells us that of all mammals,
ali nam nauka kaže da od svih sisara,
human milk has the lowest protein content and the lowest ratio of casein to whey.
Ljudsko mlijeko ima najmanji sadržaj belančevina i najmanju razmjeru kaseina, dakle te belančevine iz mlijeka prema surutki.
Now tonight I'm going to quote only peer review scientific journals.
Večeras ću citirati samo iz čisto naučnih časopisa.
This means that the research has been rigorously tested.
To znači da su sva istraživanja rigorozno proveravana.
I'm not going to quote from any funny sources.
Neću baš da citiram iz nekih smešnih izvora, proizvoljnih izvora.
So that you can decide for yourself what science says.
Tako da za sebe možete da odredite šta je nauka.
Now why has human milk got the lowest protein content of all animals?
Zašto u ljudskom mlijeku ima najmanje belančevina kao sadržaj?
Well, let's have a look here.
Pogledajmo.
The human milk has 1.2 milligrams per liter.
U ljudskom mlijeku ima ga 1,2 miligrama na litar.
And it takes 120 days for a baby to double its birth weight.
I potrebno je 120 dana da dete, beba, ljudska, udvostruči svoju težinu.
Now a horse has 2.4, that's twice as much.
Kod konja, kod njihovog mlijeka, to je 2,4, dvostruko više.
And therefore it only takes half the time to double the birth weight, 60 days.
I potrebno im je polovina vremena da udvostruče svoju težinu samo za 60 dana.
And the cow 3.3.
A kod krava je 3,3.
And it only takes 47 days to double the birth weight.
A njima je potrebno samo 47 dana da udvostruče svoju težinu.
The goat has even more casein, 4.1.
Koze imaju 4,1 kaseina, dakle ove belančevine.
And it only takes 19 days.
I potrebno im je samo 19 dana da udvostruše težinu.
The dog mode only takes 8 days.
7,1 kod pasa, a 8 dana da udvostruče težinu.
The cat mode only takes 7 days.
Još više kod mačaka 9,5, a 7 dana udvostruče svoju težinu.
And the rat has 11.8 and it only takes 4.5 days to double the birth weight.
A kod pacova 11,8, a 4,5 dana im je potrebno da udvostruče težinu.
So if protein is what you're worried about,
ako je ono što želite iz mlijeka belančevina,
you should all be drinking rat milk.
Trebalo bi da pijemo mlijeko pacova.
Now, let's think about that.
Sad razmislimo o ovome.
A cow,
krava,
once it gives birth to the calf,
kada je dala život teletu,
that calf doubles its birth weight in just 47 days.
To tele udvostruči svoju težinu u 47 dana.
And how long does it take the calf to get up and walk after birth?
A kako dugo treba da čeka tele da bi se uspravilo na nogama i prohodalo?
Just a few hours.
Samo nekoliko sati prirodno.
And the same day it will be already running around.
I istog dana kad je oteljeno može da trči okolo već.
And it's interested in getting big and strong.
I zainteresovano je da bude veliko i jako.
So the energy goes into muscle development.
Tako da energija kod teleta ide u razvoj mišića.
And for muscle development you need a high protein content in the milk.
A za razvoj mišića potreban vam je veoma visok sadržaj belančevina u mlijeku.
That's during growth.
To je zbog rasta.
Now humans.
A kod ljudi,
how long do they take to get up and walk?
Koliko njima treba da ustanu i prohodaju?
Very quickly, right? couple of minutes they're walking around, right?
Nekoliko minuta, zar ne? Eto, samo se usprave i idu.
A baby is born totally helpless.
Beba se rađa potpuno bespomoćna.
And it grows so slowly compared to the cow.
I tako sporo raste u poređenju sa teletom.
What is the most important thing of the baby?
Šta je najvažnije kod bebe?
The muscles for walking?
Mišići za
or the head?
Hodanje ili glava?
You tell me.
Recite mi. Head.
The head. The head, when the baby is born, still has the sutures.
Dakle, kada se beba rodi, još uvek nisu zatvorene fontanele na njenoj glavi.
And the brain has to develop very quickly.
I onda treba mozak da se veoma brzo razvija.
In fact, the very nerve endings are still forming after birth.
U stvari, čak i krajevi nerava se još uobličavaju posle rođenja.
So that brain needs food to develop.
Tako da je to mozgu potrebna hrana da se razvije.
The cow is not going to be interested in mathematics one day.
Jednog dana krava neće biti zainteresovana za matematiku.
But the human being might be.
Ali ljudsko biće može biti zainteresovano.
Now, what type of food does the brain need to develop?
Kakva vrsta hrane je mozgu potrebna da se razvije?
Fat.
Masnoće.
Most of your brain consists of fat.
Većina tkiva vašeg mozga sastoji se od masnoće.
So I'm not rude when I say you're all fatheads.
Tako da ne preterujem kad kažem da ste svi masne glave, to kod njih ima jako pogrdno značenje.
And so human milk has a high ratio of fat to protein.
Tako da u ljudskom mozgu ima najveća razmera masnoće naspram belančevina.
Perfect for brain development.
Što je vrlo savršeno za razvoj mozga.
The cow has a perfect ratio for muscle development.
A kod krave najpogodniji odnos je u mleku za razvoj mišića.
Now you understand why children raised on cow's milk.
Sad možete da razumete zašto deca koja su podizana na kraljem mleku
have considerably lower IQs than children raised on mother's milk.
Imaju znatno niži kvocijent inteligencije nego deca podizana na majčinom mleku.
Maybe they can run fast.
Možda ne trče tako brzo kao ovi drugi.
But at school they're not so hot.
ali imaju veću inteligenciju.
We should strive to use food that meet the nutrient needs of the older infant.
Trebalo bi da se napregnemo da koristimo hranu koja sreće nutritivne potrebe starijeg dakle tog deteta.
Yet avoid toxicity.
Pa da se izbegne i toksičnost ili zatrovanost.
Cow milk simply does not meet the standard of quality.
Kravlje mleko jednostavno ne zadovoljava ovaj standard kvaliteta.
That's Journal of Pediatric Gastroenterology.
To je časopis pedijatrijske gastroenterologije.
And then babies who are fed whole cow's milk.
A zatim bebe kojima je dato celokupno kravlje mleko
during the second 6 months of life
za vreme drugih 6 meseci života
may experience a 30% increase in intestinal blood loss
mogu iskusiti 30% povećanja gubitka krvi u unutrašnjim organima
and a significant loss of iron in their stools
i izmetom da izbace znatan gubitak gvožđa, dakle gvožđe da gube.
That's the Journal of Pediatrics.
To je časopis pedijatrija.
Now why is that?
A zašto se to zbiva?
The problem is the protein casein.
Problem je ona belančevina kasijum.
You see, a cow has renin.
Vidite, krava ima renin.
But babies have very little to no renin.
Ali bebe imaju jako malo renina.
And so they don't cope very well with casein.
Tako da one ne mogu da svare taj kasijum.
In mother's milk,
u majčinom mleku,
the breast nodes produce a bacterium.
u mleku koje dobijaju od majki dobija se i proizvod
called Bacillus bifidus,
bakterije koja se zove Bacillus bifidus,
which helps to digest the casein of the human milk,
koji pomaže, taj proizvod pomaže da se stvari kasijum iz ljudskog mlijeka.
And so cow's milk in a child creates acidity also in an adult.
Ovo kravlje mlijeko proizvodi kiselost u bebinom stomaku, a isto tako i u stomaku odraslih.
And irritates so that the intestines start bleeding.
I tako iritira da unutrašnji organi, organi za varenje počinju da krvare.
And then even the Journal of Dairy Science will tell you that milk is cholesterol elevating.
A čak će vam i časopis mlečne industrije reći da mleko kravlje podiže holesterol, da je ono krivo za povećanje holesterola.
Now there's a group of physicians in America.
Postoji grupa lekara u Americi.
Who call themselves the Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine in Washington D.C.
Koji su sebe nazvali odborom lekara za odgovornu medicinu u Washingtonu.
And they've made it their job to warn the nation against milk.
I smatraju svojim poslom da upozore naciju protiv mleka.
So they talk about the cholesterol elevation.
Tako da govore o povećanju holesterola.
And they quote lots of journals.
I onda citiraju ceo niz časopisa.
They talk about iron deficiency which comes from intestinal bleeding.
Govore o gubitku gvožđa koje se javlja zbog krvarenja u organima za varenje.
And then they talk about diabetes. I'll talk about that too.
A onda govore i o šećernoj bolesti, to jest o dijabetesu, ja ću o tome govoriti.
And then they quote the famous Harvard studies.
I onda citiraju čuvene studije sa Harvarda.
On ovarian cancer, and I'll talk about that in a moment.
Raku jajnika, ja ću o tome progovoriti za trenutak.
And of course, they quote the famous British medical magazine Lancet.
I naravno, oni citiraju vrlo čuveni britanski časopis Lancet.
And then they talk about cataracts.
A onda govore o katarakti.
And they talk about lactose intolerance.
I govore o nepodnošljivosti laktoze, dakle to je poremećaj.
And food allergies.
I alergijama na hranu.
And toxins.
I o toksinima.
And osteoporosis.
I osteoporozi.
And colic.
I kolikama.
One out of every five babies suffers from colic.
Jedna od svakih pet beba pati od kolika.
Pediatricians learned long ago that cow's milk was often the reason.
Pedijatri su davno naučili da je kravlje mleko često uzrok.
We know that breastfeeding mothers can have colicky babies.
Mi znamo sada da majke koje hrane svoju decu svojim mlekom,
if the mothers are consuming cow's milk,
mogu imati bebe sa kolikama ako majke uzimaju kravlje mleko.
That's the Journal Pediatrics.
To je časopis pedijatrija.
Since then they have discovered that if the mother drinks milk,
od tada su otkrili da ako majka pije mleko,
then the partially digested casein,
tada taj delimično svareni kasein,
can end up in the bloodstream,
može da završi u to krvnom toku, dakle u krvotoku.
Because we as adults poorly cleave casein.
Jer mi odrasli veoma loše razlažemo kasein.
And then it can end up in the mother's milk.
Tako da on može da završi u majčinom mleku.
Just to get rid of the stuff.
Da bi se samo taj organizam, majčin organizam oslobodio toga.
And I'll tell you what else it can do in a moment.
A za trenutak ću vam još pokazati šta on može da izazove.
The Lancet Medical Journal in 1999 reported.
Čuveni medicinski časopis Lancet je 1999. godine izvestio
that new evidence favored the controversial theory,
da novi podaci dokazuju kontroverznu teoriju,
that feeding cow's milk to babies may cause them to develop diabetes later in life.
Da ako se bebama daje kravlje mleko, može se javiti šećerna bolest, dijabetes u njihovom kasnijem životu.
Now why? Why do they get diabetes?
Zašto ovaj dijabetes?
Well, first they said it cannot be milk.
Prvo kaže se ne mogu ga dobiti.
Because Japanese babies that are only breastfed also get diabetes type 1.
Zato što japanske bebe koje se samo hrane na grudima svojih majki i one imaju dijabetes i to je onaj tip 1.
Not type 2. Type 2 is a lifestyle disease.
Ne onaj broj 2 dijabetes koji pripada grupi bolesti životnog stila.
But type 1 is an autoimmune disease.
A tip 1 je autoimuna bolest.
Then they discovered that the Japanese babies that had it,
onda su otkrili da japanske bebe koje imaju ovaj dijabetes 1
belong to mothers that have been westernized.
Pripadaju majkama koje su usvojile zapadne navike u ishrani.
So they investigated the mother's milk.
Tako da su istraživali majčino mleko tih žena.
And what did they find?
I šta su pronašli?
Cow casein.
Kravlji kasein.
Now cow casein is specific for cows.
Kravlji kasein je specifičnost krava.
But there is an amino acid sequence in one place in that casein.
Ali postoji jedna sekvenca aminokiselina u tom nizu molekula,
which happens to be the same as the amino acid sequence,
koje se događa da je ista i sa sekvencom aminokiselina u
on the beta cells of the pancreas.
Beta cells.
Beta.
Beta ćelije u pankreasu, hvala lepo.
Now, when you don't digest the casein properly, which you cannot,
i kad ne možete da svarite taj kasein, što je sasvim prirodno,
because after you are weaned you don't have any renin,
jer kad ste se odbili od hranjenja na majčinim grudima vi više nemate renin,
and because human milk has so little you don't need all that renin,
i pošto u ljudskom mleku ga ima tako malo ne treba vam ni taj renin,
all adults struggle with digesting casein.
Svi se odrasli bore sa varenjem kaseina.
That's why if you put plant protein into your stomach,
i zato ako stavite biljnu belančevinu u svoj stomak,
you finish the digestion in 4 hours.
Varenje će se završiti za 4 sata.
If you put meat into your stomach it takes 6 hours.
Ako stavite kravlje mleko u svoj stomak treba vam 6 sati.
You put casein in your stomach.
Stavite kasein u svoj stomak.
It takes up to 12 hours.
Treba vam 12 sati.
The Germans have a saying.
Nemci imaju izreku.
Which goes, "Käse schließt den Magen."
Ne znam da prevedem.
Have you heard it, the Germans?
Sir zatvara stomak. Hvala lepo.
Yeah. Why?
Zašto?
Because the stomach battles to digest it.
Zato što se stomak bori da ga svari.
And then you send a sample through to the pylorus every now and then.
I onda s vremena na vreme propusti i onaj sfinkter na izlazu.
Yeah. It gets analyzed in the duodenum.
I kad se analizira u 12-palačnom crevu.
And the message goes back, you're not finished with your job. Close up.
Onda ide ta vest, nisi još završio s poslom varenja, zatvori se.
That's why cheese and wine is such a popular meal.
Zato je obično popularni obrok, sirevi i vino.
You give a person a block of cheese?
Date čovjeku sira?
And he shut up for 12 hours because he doesn't get hungry.
I on se zatvara za 12 sati, ne može da svari to.
So you see, this protein goes undigested, part of it into the blood.
I vidite, ovaj protein, ova belančevina onda ulazi u krvotok nesvarena.
Now you have a foreign protein in your blood.
I sada imate strani oblik belančevine u svom krvotoku.
So what do you do?
Šta radite?
You make an antibody.
Onda vam trebaju antitela da se s njima bore.
But what if that piece with that amino acid sequence happens to be there?
A šta ako je ta sekvenca aminokiseline se dogodila da bude tamo?
Then you make an antibody to that.
Onda vam za to trebaju antitela.
Now you've produced an antibody that will kill your beta cells in your pancreas.
Tako da ćete proizvesti antitela koje će onda ubiti beta ćelije u vašem pankreasu.
And you get diabetes type 1.
I dobijate dijabetes tip 1.
Early cow's milk exposure may increase the risk of juvenile diabetes.
Rano izlaganje kravljem mleku može povećati juvenilni dijabetes.
That was the journal Diabetes Care.
Jedan i po put, dakle časopis o dijabetesu.
This is the information that Lancet was quoting.
To je informacija koja se citira.
There was another one.
Jedna druga.
Diabetes does not occur in diabetes prone rodents.
Dijabetes se ne zbiva u onim glodarima koji su skloni dijabetesu.
Reared on a diet free of cow's milk.
Ako su podizani na ishrani koja ne sadrži kravlje mleko,
indicating that cow's milk protein can trigger the disease.
Što pokazuje da protein iz kravljeg mleka može da podstiče tu bolest.
So you see, the information had been coming for a long time, but people didn't want to believe it.
Vidite, te informacije su bile prisutne duže vreme, ali ljudi to nisu hteli da veruju.
And then these scientists here from Rome and London,
a ovde su naučnici iz Rima i Londona rekli,
found that people with insulin dependent diabetes,
da su imali pacijente koji su razvili insulin zavisni dijabetes,
that they had immune cells,
da su imali imune ćelije,
that grew and replicated when exposed to a protein called beta casein.
Da su imali imune ćelije koje su rasle i replicirali se, dakle razmnožavale se kad su bile izložene belančevine nazvanoj beta kaseinu pronađenom u kravljem mleku.
Which is found in cow's milk.
Što je pronađeno?
So there's your link. The protein is the problem.
Tako da je tu veza, protein, belančevina je problem.
There is not an animal in the world.
Ne postoji životinja na svetu
that naturally continues to drink milk,
koja prirodno nastavlja da pije mleko,
once it is weaned,
kada je odbijena od sise, kako mi kažemo.
In fact, the sensitive ones die if you give them milk after weaning.
Stvari osjetljivije životinje umiru ako im date kasnije tokom života mleko.
You say your cat still drinks milk?
Vi kažete vaše mačke piju i dalje mleko.
You've trained it.
Vi ste ih obučili da ga piju.
And the veterinary associations in the world,
a veterinari, njihovo udruženje po svetu,
say don't feed your cat milk.
Kažu ne hranite mačke mlekom.
Because it causes kidney failure in the cat.
Zato što izazivaju otkazivanje bubrega kod mačaka.
That's why most cats start urinating blood.
Zato mnogo mačaka počinje da urinira krv.
So, what about lactase deficiency?
A šta je sa tim nedostatkom laktaze?
Now, lactase is the enzyme that helps you to deal with the sugar.
Laktaza je enzim koji vam pomaže da se nosite sa šećerom.
And that sugar is lactose.
A taj šećer je laktoza.
So we've now looked at the protein, now let's look at the sugar.
Do sad smo gledali belančevine, sad ćemo gledati šećer.
Now Danes are only 2% lactase deficient.
Kod Danaca samo 2% stanovništva ima ovaj nedostatak laktaze.
So let me explain what that means.
A ja ću vam objasniti šta to znači.
All mammals after weaning are lactase deficient.
Svi sisari posle odvijanja od sise su sa nedostatkom laktaze.
Now, after weaning, you don't need to digest the sugar lactose anymore.
Jer pošto više nemate mleko u ishrani, vama nije potrebno da razlažete laktozu putem enzima laktaze.
So the enzyme lactase,
tako da enzim laktaza,
is deactivated at the gene level.
Se deaktivira na nivou gena.
Except for white Europeans,
osim kod belih Evropljana,
who have forced their bodies over hundreds of years to continue using milk,
koji su svoje telo primoravali stotinama godina da i dalje koristi mleko.
So the Danes are only 2% deficient.
Tako da kod Danaca imate samo 2% ovaj nedostatak.
The Finns 18.
Kod Finaca 18%.
Indians 50%.
Kod Indijanaca 50%.
Israeli Jews 58%.
Kod Jevreja u Izraelu 58%.
Peruvians 70%.
Kod Peruvijanaca 70%.
American blacks.
Kod američkih crnaca.
That's interesting because they've only had about 300 years of indoctrination like this.
To je zanimljivo zbog toga što su oni preživjeli samo 300 godina indoktrinacije ovog tipa.
That's 70% lactase deficient.
Kod njih ima 70% nedostatka laktaze.
And Ashkenazi Jews 78%.
A Ashkenazskih Jevreja 70%.
Arab 78%.
Arapa 78%.
Eskimos 80.
Eskima 80%.
Taiwanese 85. Greeks
80%. Grika, Grka 85.
Japs 85. Thais 90.
Japanac 85. Taja 90%. Filipinaca.
And African blacks up to 90%.
I Afričkih crnaca 90%.
The World Health Organization puts it even higher.
A Svjetska zdravstvena organizacija je to stavila na još viši nivo.
They say African blacks 95 to 100.
Oni kažu 95 do 100% afričkih crnaca.
So you can see that only the whites can tolerate lactose.
Vidite da samo belci mogu da tolerišu dobro laktozu.
The rest of the human population cannot.
A ostatak ljudske populacije ne može.
So after weaning, milk is no longer their food.
Jer posle odbijanja, posle prestanka korištenja mleka, to više nije njihova hrana.
Now let me show you how lactose is metabolized. That's the sugar.
Hajde da vam pokažem kako se laktoza, ovaj šećer, vari.
So you have the enzyme lactase and that breaks it down to glucose and galactose.
Dakle, imate enzim laktazu koji ovu laktozu razlaže na glukozu i galaktozu.
Now that's important for a baby.
To je važno za bebu.
Its metabolism is not so fast yet.
Jer njen metabolizam nije još tako brz.
So it only gets half as glucose and the other half as galactose.
I ona dobija sada polovinu glukoze i polovinu iz galaktoze.
But galactose cannot be used until it is changed to glucose.
Ali galaktoza ne može da se koristi dok nije pretvorena u glukozu.
So there's an enzyme which is called beta galactosidase.
A tu je jedan enzim koji se zove beta galaktosidaza,
which changes galactose to glucose.
Koji menja galaktozu u glukozu.
As the baby needs it.
Tako kako bebi treba.
It's brilliant.
To je izvanredno.
But since no animal needs to digest galactose after it is weaned,
ali pošto ni jednoj životinji ne treba da razlaže galaktozu pošto je odbijena,
that enzyme is switched off forever after weaning.
Posle tog procesa, dakle, više ne koristi se majčino mleko, beta galaktosidaza se gubi.
So all of you sitting here,
tako da svi vi ovde koji sedite,
have a deficiency in beta galactosidase.
Imate nedostatak ovog beta galaktosidaze.
That means when you digest the sugar,
što znači da možemo da stvarimo šećer,
lactose,
laktozu,
because you are white, you can do it because you have lactase.
Beli, belci i imate laktazu.
You will get glucose which you can use.
I možete da iskoristite glukozu.
And galactose which you don't know what to do with.
A sa galaktozom ne zna vaš organizam prosto šta da radi.
So where do you store it?
Gde se onda ona gomila?
The body says, what do I do with this thing?
Šta da radim s ovim, kaže vaš organizam.
So it stores it in the skin.
I tako se on skladišti u koži.
And your eye is part of your skin.
A vaše oko je deo vaše kože.
So it stores it in the cornea.
Tako da se u rožnjači čak skladišti.
And senile cataracts come from galactose.
I senilna katarakta je prvenstveno od galaktoze.
Not only that.
Ne samo to.
They store it in your body in other places.
Na drugim mestima u telu se skladišti.
And in women it gets stored around the ovaries.
I kod žena se oko jajnika skladišti.
And there it causes ovarian cancer and infertility.
I onda izaziva rak jajnika i neplodnost.
That's why one in four couples needs fertility treatment in Europe.
I zato u Evropi.
In dairy countries.
U zemljama u kojima se troši najviše mlijeka, jedan od četiri bračna para potreban mu je tretman za neplodnost da bi imali dijete.
And they're all well fed.
I svi oni su jako dobro hranjeni.
And in Africa where they don't use milk?
A tamo u Africi gdje ne koriste mlijeko,
they have no problem with fertility,
nemaju problema sa plodnošću, kažem vam.
Adults who consume large quantities of milk.
Odrasli koji uzimaju velike količine mlijeka,
who have high lactase activity, that's all of you,
i čiji enzimi laktaze su vrlo visoko aktivni,
they will suffer galactose challenges.
Će često patiti od izazova galaktoze.
That means you can't deal with the galactose.
To znači da ne možete da se pozabavite galaktozom.
And therefore you can get senile cataracts. Postgraduate medicine 1994.
I onda ćete imati na kraju i senilnu kataraktu. Ovo je medicina za postdiplomce, tako se zove časopis 94. godine.
Here's the famous Daniel W. Kramer Harvard Medical School study.
Ovdje je čuvena studija Daniela Kramera sa Harvarda i njegovih saradnika.
Where they talk about waning fertility beginning in women just 20 to 24 years old.
Waning fertility.
Dropping fertility. Gets lower.
Gdje se navodi da plodnost žena počinje da opada u 20. do 24. godine života.
Again, this was in the American Journal of Epidemiology.
I to je objavljeno u američkom časopisu epidemiologije.
And they linked it to milk consumption.
I oni su doveli ovdje u vezu poremeće sa korištenjem mlijeka.
Whereas Thai women don't seem to get infertile.
Kod Tajlanđanki izgleda da plodnost nije bila problem nikada.
And even when they're 39 years old,
i kad su 39 godina,
they're still 82% as fertile as when they were young.
Dakle, kod njih je plodnost još uvijek 82% kao kad su bile mlade.
Compared to 5% in those from the other group.
Poređenja radi 5% samo plodnih u drugim grupacijama.
Now if blacks are lactose intolerant,
dakle laktozna tolerancija,
then why advertise with black people?
Nedostaje kod crnaca, dakle tolerancija na laktozu nedostaje kod crnih ljudi.
The superstars have to drink milk.
A zvezdama je potrebno da piju mlijeko.
Even the cartoon characters have to drink milk.
Čak je i u crtanom humoru potrebno tim ličnostima da piju mlijeko.
Here's a typical American poster, great for growing chicks.
Ovdje je tipičan američki poster koji kaže da je mlijeko dobro za gajenje chicks.
Broads.
Znate šta je to?
You know, they should write over here.
Dakle, devojke.
Good for infertility.
Ali nije dobro za plodnost.
Good for ovarian cancer.
Dobro je za rak jajnika.
Now here are two little kids. The one is black and the other one is white.
Ovdje su dva deteta, jedno je crno, crne kože, drugo belo.
And they just spilt the milk.
I upravo se prosulo mlijeko.
Good news or bad news?
Da li je to dobra ili rđava vest?
Bad news for both of them. Or good news?
Loša vest za njih oboje ili dobra vest?
Let me tell you what happens to the little black boy when he drinks the milk.
Ajde da vam sada kažem šta se biva kod crnog dečaka kad on pije mlijeko.
He's lactose intolerant.
On je netolerantan na laktozu.
So he cannot digest the lactose.
Tako da ne može da svari laktozu.
The bacteria in the bottom of the gut start splitting it.
Bakterije u njegovim organima za varenje ga dele.
that increases the osmotic pressure.
Tako da to onda povećava osmotski pritisak.
The water rushes into the colon and the gut.
I onda dolazi tečnost u njegovo 12-palačno crevo i u njegove organe za
varenje. And he gets diarrhea.
I on brzo dobija proliv.
The little white girl.
A devojčica bele kože.
She has no problem with lactose.
Ona nema problema sa laktozom.
So she doesn't get diarrhea.
Tako da ne dobija proliv.
But she has massive problems with casein.
Ali ona ima veoma velike probleme sa kaseinom.
And now she gets constipated.
I ona ima konstipaciju ili zatvor.
That's why you have magazines in your toilet so that she has something to do while she sits there.
Zato imate časopise u vašim toaletima da možete nešto da radite dok morate da sedite tamo.
Do you know how many babies on cow's milk they have to cut the feces apart and pull it out with tongs?
Znate li koliko beba je moralo da doživi intervenciju da im feces bude vađen naročitim instrumentima zato što nije mogao da izađe na prirodan način?
And when the poor Africans are dying of hunger,
i dok jadni Afrikanci umiru od gladi,
they send a train load of milk powder.
Oni pune vagone mlekom u prahu.
A gift from the European nations.
Koje eto Afrikancima da se ishrane daju Evropljani.
Those little children are already dying of hunger.
Ta deca koja već umiru od gladi.
Then they get diarrhea.
Onda dobiju proliv.
And they die like flies.
I onda ih insekti dokrajče.
They are being murdered by the white man's poison.
Oni su u stvari ubijeni otrovom belih ljudi.
That's how serious it is.
Evo kako je to ozbiljno.
So they've gotten wise to it that if they drink it they get diarrhea.
Tako da crnci kada uzimaju dakle mleko i mleko u prahu, oni će dobiti dijareju.
So they mix it and they make a paste.
Tako da ga onda promešaju i naprave pastu od toga.
And they make these nice patterns on their huts.
I onda kreće time svoje kolibe.
That's the only thing it's good for.
Jedino zašto je to mleko u prahu dobro.
Osteoporosis is caused by a number of things, one of the most important being too much dietary protein.
Osteoporoza je izazvana brojnim pojedinostima, jedna od najznačajnijih jeste suviše mnogo mlečnih belančevina.
Now I've already explained that to you in last night's lecture.
Sinoć smo više objasnili ovo.
And we saw that animal protein rather than vegetable protein is the problem. We saw that last night.
I otkrili smo da je protein ili bilančevina životinskog porekla opasna jer stoji nasuprot biljnoj bilančevini. To smo otkrili sinoć.
Now which protein do you think would be the very worst in the world in terms of osteoporosis?
Koja belančevina bi po vama bila najgora što se tiče osteoporoze na svetu?
I'll let you hang on that one for a little while.
Ostavit ću vas da se ovim bavite za trenutak.
While we talk about another disease, leukemia.
Dok se bavimo jednom drugom bolešću, to je leukemija.
Bovine leukemia virus.
Virus leukemije od goveda
is found in 59% of newborn calves.
Pronađen je kod 59 novorođenih teladi. Posto novorođenih teladi.
And here is good evidence that it can be transferred from one species to another.
I ovdje je dokaz da se može preneti sa jedne vrste na drugu.
And states that use dairy have more leukemia.
Države koje koriste mlečne proizvode imaju više slučajeva leukemije.
And you have more human leukemia if there is more leukemia in cows.
Imate mnogo više leukemije kod ljudi u krajevima u kojima imate više leukemije kod goveda.
And then you have another problem.
A onda tu postoji drugi problem.
And that is if the cow has the virus.
Ako goveče ima virus,
she produces more milk.
Ono proizvodi više mleka.
So which cow is the farmer going to keep? The one that produces more milk or the one that produces less milk?
I šta mislite koje će goveče zadržati farmer? Ono koje daje više mleka ili ono koje daje manje?
Do you think it's a small problem?
Mislite li da je to mali problem?
86% of cows in the United States had leukemia virus.
86% goveda u Sjedinjenim Državama ima virus leukemije.
And by 1995 they knew that this virus can cause it in humans.
A 95. godine došlo je saznanje da ovaj virus može biti prenet na ljude.
What about multiple sclerosis? You like that disease?
Šta sa multiplom sklerozom? Da li vam se ova bolest sviđa?
The data indicates that MS patients,
podaci dokazuju da pacijenti multiple skleroze
exhibit an antibody to bovine leukemia virus.
Razvili su jedan razvili su antitela, aktivnost antitela protiv govedarske leukemije, dakle kod govečete leukemije kod govečete.
Remember, this is all peer reviewed journals. This is not nonsense.
To su sve naučni časopisi, nije to neka besmislica.
And here are these other nerve diseases.
Ovde su druge nervne bolesti.
And they're mostly linked to dairy.
I one se također povezuju sa mlečnim proizvodima.
And even the Journal of Dairy Science will admit.
Čak i časopis mlekarstva, naučnog mlekarstva, tako bi se preveo.
That you can get TB.
Kaže da možete dobiti tuberkulozu,
brucelozu, diphtheria,
difteriju,
scarlet fever,
šarlah,
Q fever,
ku groznicu,
and gastroenteritis from milk.
I gastroenteritis.
What about the protein?
Šta je s belančevinom?
Is it good for you?
Da li je dobra za vas?
The protein in milk causes diabetes, it causes gastroenteritis, it is
šećernu bolest izaziva gastroenteritis.
Hard to digest, it causes
teško se vari.
Irritation, blood loss, you name it.
Izaziva iritaciju i gubitak krvi, sve možete to da imenujete.
The sugar in milk?
A šećer u mleku
causes cataracts,
izaziva kataraktu,
causes infertility,
neplodnost,
causes ovarian cancer,
rak jajnika.
Is that good for you?
Da li je to dobro za vas?
Causes diarrhea and lactose intolerance,
diareu i netolerantnost na laktozu.
The fat in milk, is that good for you?
Masnoća iz mleka, da li je ona dobra za vas?
It raises your cholesterol level.
Podiže nivo holesterola.
Your triglyceride levels.
Nivo triglicerida.
Gives you cardiovascular disease.
Daje vam bolesti kardiovaskularne bolesti.
And then of course milk is an excellent vehicle for infection.
A takođe je mleko i dobar posrednik da se prenese bolest.
Listeria for example is very common in soft cheeses.
Listeria je vrlo uobičajena u nekim sirevima.
And we've had about 100 outbreaks in the last few years. 12 in Soweto alone.
U Sovetu, dakle, je bilo bar 12 epidemija listerije.
Switzerland.
Švajcarska.
And this bacterium will cause death.
A ova bakterija može da izazove smrt.
Blindness, deformities in babies.
Deformitete kod beba.
And the New England Journal of Medicine says,
časopis medicine Nove Engleske kaže,
that listeria escapes pasteurization.
Da listerija preskače pasterizaciju, dakle ne može pasterizacija ništa.
And that you can get, of course, listeriosis from your food. There's another journal.
I da listeriju možete dobiti i iz drugih izvora hrane.
Now I'm actually a little bit famous for these lectures.
Ja sam postao i čuven zbog ovih
And this
predavanja.
Was a newspaper article grumbling about me.
Evo ovde kako gunđe je u časopisima protiv mene.
Oh, and the dairy boards have really tried to get hold of me.
Naravno da ove mlečne industrije mleka hoće da se mene reše.
And I'm sure if they could sue me, they would.
I ja sam skoro siguran da će me jednog dana tužiti sudu.
But they'll have to sue Harvard Medical School, they'll have to sue hundreds of scientists.
Ali onda će morati da tuže i Harvard univerzitet i na stotine naučnika koji su ovo otkrili.
Here's some interesting art books, Move Over Milk and Milk the Deadly Poison.
Mukanje oko mleka, interesantne knjige. I mleko smrtonosni otrov.
This one is about all the court cases against dairy.
U ovoj desnoj knjizi nalaze se svi sudski slučajevi oko mleka koji su raspravljani na sudu.
Now this might interest you.
Ovo može da vas zanima.
In the old days,
u starim danima,
and in less favorable socio-economic circumstances,
u manje povoljnim društvenim prilikama,
this was the death rate per thousand infants.
Ovo su bili procenti smrtnosti beba od 9 meseci na 1000 dece.
Those on cow's milk and those on human milk.
Evo onih na kravljem mleku i na ljudskom mleku.
Human milk was 1.5 per thousand.
Na ljudskom mleku 1.5 na 1000.
84.7.
A ovde 84.7.
That's a massive difference.
To je ogromna razlika.
And they will tell you,
i oni će vam reći,
in the pediatric textbooks and journals,
u udžbenicima pedijatrije i drugim knjigama,
that it is the improved medical world that has saved the babies.
Da u tom poboljšanom svetu it is saved.
No, the medical world has saved babies from dying in the better area.
Da je u ta stara vremena medicinska branša spasavala toliko dece od smrti.
But notice, even in the good areas, you have an 80% greater chance of diarrhea.
Ali pogledajte, čak i u razvijenim krajevima sveta imate 80% verovatnoće da će se razviti dijareja.
And a 70% greater chance of ear infections.
I 70% veću verovatnoću da će se javiti infekcija u ušiju.
That's why all these babies are crying and crying and crying because they have ear infection all the time.
I zato te bebe plaču neprestano zato što sve vreme imaju infekciju u ušiju.
So I could quote you journal after journal to show that milk causes chronic fatigue.
I mogu da vam sada citiram časopis za časopisom koji će vam pokazati da mleko izaziva stalni zamor.
Tension headache, musculoskeletal pain, hyperactivity, bedwetting, allergies, asthma, arteriosclerosis, juvenile diabetes, acne, rheumatoid arthritis, Gehrig's disease,
can
and lowers your IQ.
Can I have a word?
Go for it.
Dakle, posle stalnog zamora imali ste glavobolje, bol mišića, hiperaktivnost, noćno mokrenje, alergije, astmu, teškoće sa disanjem, rana arterioskleroza, dijabetes u tineđerskom dobu, akne, reumatoidni artritis, neuralgične bolesti, i tu su navedene. I
so, what's good about milk?
Šta je dakle s mlekom?
Calcium? Well, mother's milk gives you antibodies.
Majčino mleko daće vam antitela.
Gives you white blood cells.
Daće vam ona bela grna zrnca.
And it has a substance that blocks E. coli growth.
Ima supstancu koja blokira Escherichia coli.
It is sterile.
Ono je sterilno.
Only 25% of calcium in cow's milk is absorbed by the body.
Samo 25% kalcijuma iz kravljeg mleka se apsorbuje u telu.
That's bad news.
To su loše vesti.
In fact, human milk, although containing half the calcium, is a better source of calcium.
Nasuprot, ljudsko mleko, iako sadrži manje od polovine kalcijuma od onog koje sadrži kravlje mleko, je bolji izvor kalcijuma zato što se taj kalcijum apsorbuje u telu.
And green foods will give you more calcium because it's better absorbed than you'll ever get from milk.
A zeleno povrće daće vam mnogo bolji izvor kalcijuma nego kravlje mleko.
Other advantages is that it's easily digested mother's milk.
Jedna druga prednost jeste da se lako vari majčino mleko.
And well, we can skip this one and we can skip that one. Prostate cancer is linked to cow's milk.
Isto ovarian cancer. Rak prostate izazvan kravljim mlekom.
And breast cancer.
I rak dojke.
And there's the correlation.
A evo tolerancije.
Denmark has the highest cancer.
U Danskoj ima najviše oblika raka.
They are all the dairy countries.
To su sve zemlje ovdje sakupljene u vrhu koje imaju veliku potrošnju mlijeka.
And they are the non-dairy countries.
A ovdje su zemlje na dnu koje nemaju veliku potrošnju mlijeka.
And then there's something else.
A onda tu postoji još nešto.
What comes with cow's milk? The cow's lunch from yesterday?
Šta dolazi sa mlekom za doručak? Vi dobijate i kravlji ručak od juče sa svojim mlekom.
Because you may have a certain amount of fecal matter in there.
Možete čak imati i fekalne materije u mleku.
Viruses, prions, antibiotics, all kinds of stuff.
Bakterije, virusi, prioni, antibiotici, hormoni, organski pesticidi, različite stvari.
And then of course it's not just the milk you've got to watch because they hide it in everything.
Nije samo mlijeko to koje treba posmatrati zato što se ono krije skoro u svemu.
And now your favorite topic.
A sada vaša omiljena tema.
Cheese.
Sir.
How do they make cheese?
Kako se pravi sir?
You use the culture, you ferment.
Uzimate kulturu i fermentišete mlijeko.
Then you get a curd and then you get cottage.
Dobijate ono grušenjku u grušak i dobijate surutku.
And soft cheeses.
A od tog grušenjke se stvara kao onaj švapski sir koji zovemo.
Eventually you get a mature cheese.
I posle onog podlivenog sira imamo onaj kačkavalj ili trapis.
Why is it mature?
Zašto je on odrastao? Dakle, zašto je on prešao u taj oblik?
Because nothing happens anymore.
Zato što se više ništa ne zbiva u toj hrani.
The bacteria have used everything that they can use.
Bakterije su iskoristile sve što su mogle.
They can't deal with the protein, so there's lots of casein in it.
Ne mogu više da utiču na kasein i zato ima mnogo belančevina.
It's fermented the sugar.
Fermentisan je šećer.
But it can't do anything with the galactose, so there's lots of galactose in it.
Ne mogu ništa da utiču na galaktozu, tako da ima mnogo galaktoze.
That's why yogurt is rich in galactose too.
Zato jogurt je bogat galaktozom također.
Good for ovarian cancer.
Dobar za rak jajnika.
Good for cataract.
Dobar za kataraktu.
So yogurt doesn't have lactose, so there's no galactose.
I tako jogurt nema laktozu nego galaktozu.
Now, a mature cheese, if the bacteria have used everything they can use,
i u tom trapistu kad su bakterije upotrijebile sve što su mogle,
I don't want to be mean now,
ne bih želeo da budem grub,
but if you've digested everything and there's nothing more to do, what do you normally call it or what do you do with it?
Ako već nema ničega što bi vaše telo u tome moglo da stvari, kako onda to zovemo?
Well, it first stinks a little bit.
Prvo malo smrdi.
Just like cheese.
Kao sir.
And normally you go with it.
I onda uradite to.
But we put it in our stomach.
Ali mi to stavljamo u svoje organe za varenje.
And there it stays for up to 12 hours.
I onda tu stoji 12 sati i događa se ovo.
And how much acid does it give me?
I koliko kiseline mi daje?
The highest acid load of all foods, 23.6 milliequivalents per 100 gram.
Najviše kiselosti moguće, 23.6 po gramu.
What do I do with all that acid in my body?
Šta da sad radim sa tom kiselošću u svom telu?
Neutralize, neutralize, neutralize.
Ajde da se neutrališe nekako, da se neutrališe.
From where?
Odakle?
My bone, that's all I have.
Kostiju, to je sve što imam.
So let's check this little experiment out on rats.
Sad ajde da proverimo jedan eksperiment na pacovima.
We put one group of rats on soja and one on casein.
Jednu smo grupu stavili na sojino mleko, a jednu na kasein.
You see, the urine of the casein group was very acid compared to the soy group.
I vidite da je ova grupa koja je imala kasein imala veoma kiseli urin.
The calcium loss on casein,
gubitak kalcijuma kod onih koji su hranjeni kaseinom,
was double that on soy.
Bio je dvostruko veći nego kod onih koji su hranjeni sojom.
The urea production on casein was also double.
I produkt uree kod ovih koji su hranjeni kaseinom je isto dva put bio veći.
Which is an indication that you weren't utilizing your amino acids very well.
Što znači da ne možete da neutrališete aminokiseline tako lako.
The urinary calcium was three times as high as on soya.
A kalcijum u mokraći je bio tri puta veći nego kod onih na soji.
Let me just recap for you.
Da sada ponovimo.
You only absorb 25% of the calcium in the milk.
Vi samo 25% kalcijuma iz mleka apsorbujete.
And now your body is going out with the calcium.
A sada telo u stvari gura taj kalcijum napolje.
So how much does the calcium milk really help you?
Pa kako vam je onda mnogo pomogao taj kalcijum iz mleka?
And this group over here receiving casein.
Ova grupa ovdje koja je primala kasein.
Remember there's no lactose there.
Sjetite se da ovdje nema laktaze.
So they are like the little white girl. Like the little white girl.
Kao ona mala devojčica.
And
bela.
Fecal pellet is very dry. Little water in it.
Ima malo vode u njemu, tako da je suvo.
Yeah, there's the wet mass, you see.
Vidite ovdje masa vlažnosti.
And the soy group has a nice moist feces.
Dakle, imate fekalije sa mnogo vlage kod onih koji su hranjeni sojom.
So if you watched these rats, it was very interesting.
Kod ovih pacova to je stvarno bilo zanimljivo.
The soy rats went poo, poo, ah, finished.
Ovako je bilo kod onih koji su hranjeni sojom. Opis je izvanredan.
The casein rats.
A oni koji su hranjeni kaseinom, pacovi u ovom eksperimentu.
They reversed into a corner.
Oni su se povlačili u ugao i napinjali.
And then the eyes started coming out.
I onda su im oči stalno iskakale od muke.
Produced this huge dry pellet.
I onda je izmet bio strašno suv.
It was terrible.
Bilo je užasno.
What about the rabbits?
A sa zečevima kako je bilo?
Now we put one group on soy, one on casein and one on milk solids.
Jednu smo grupu stavili na soju, jednu na kasein, a jednu na mleko u prahu.
And no doubt they grow very well.
I bez ikakve sumnje, dobro su rasli.
In fact, the ones on soy grew the slowest.
U stvari, oni na soji su najsporije rasli.
So don't get me wrong. Dairy will make you grow like a cow.
Nemojte me sad pogrešno razumeti, od mlečnih proizvoda će se stvarno porasti ko krava veliki.
But
ali,
they also lost calcium when they were on casein or milk solids.
Oni su gubili kalcijum kad su bili na kaseinu ili na mleku u prahu.
And they lost fecal calcium.
I izmetom su gubili kalcijum.
And when we looked at cholesterol,
a kad smo gledali holesterol,
oh, the milk caused major cholesterol problems compared to soy.
Mleko u prahu je izazivalo znatne probleme u poređenju sa sojom na području holesterola.
But here we used milk solids.
A ovdje smo koristili dakle mleko u prahu.
That contains fat.
I u njemu ima masnoće.
So was it the fat? Or was it the protein?
Da li je sad tu bio problem masnoća ili belančevina?
Look at this.
Pogledajte
HDL,
ovo.
LDL ratio.
Dakle, odnos onog dobrog nasuprot lošeg holesterola, HDL
good
i LDL.
Bad.
Dakle, jedan koji je dobar nasuprot lošeg holesterola.
Excellent for soja, terrible for milk.
I kod onih koji su jeli soju, odlično je bilo, ali strašno kod onih koji su jeli mleko u prahu.
All right, now let's take the fat away and let's look at the protein.
Hajde sada da udaljimo masnoće, sad gledajmo belančevine.
Same problem, casein increases cholesterol.
Isti problem, kasein podiže holesterol.
Same problem.
Isti problem.
So do you remember when we looked at cholesterol raising proteins?
Sjećate se kad smo gledali one belančevine koje podižu holesterol?
We found that skim milk had the second highest cholesterol elevating protein.
Zaključili smo da obrano mlijeko je drugo na listi onih namirnica koje izazivaju povišenje holesterola.
So the protein raises your cholesterol level.
Tako da belančevine podižu vaš nivo holesterola.
And skim milk will not help you.
A obrano mlijeko vam neće pomoći.
It will raise your cholesterol levels.
Ono će povećati nivo holesterola kod vas.
And it will especially increase the bad type of cholesterol.
I naročito će povećati onaj rđavi tip holesterola.
So milk is a total disaster.
Tako da je mlijeko gotova propast.
It's bad for your heart, it's bad for your bones.
Loše je za srce, za kosti.
Now let me just tell you something about osteoporosis.
Da vam samo nešto kažem o osteoporozi.
That I didn't tell you last night.
Što vam nisam rekao sinoć.
When you have osteoporosis,
kad imate osteoporozu,
you are told to take more what?
Kaže vam se da uzimate čega više.
More calcium.
Više kalcijuma.
And then you still have osteoporosis.
I tada i dalje imate osteoporozu.
And you are told to take more what?
I onda vam se kaže da uzimate više čega?
More calcium.
Još više kalcijuma.
And so you take calcium upon calcium and you drink more and more milk and you make the problem worse and worse and worse and worse and worse.
Pošto vam treba sve više kalcijuma, vi pijete sve više i više mlijeka, a problem je sve gori i gori i gori.
Because we are treating it in the wrong place.
Jer ga tretiramo, jer se prema njemu odnosimo na pogrešnom mestu.
If you build a brick wall,
kada biste zidali zid od cigle,
then you need bricks.
Potrebne su vam cigle.
And you need a brick layer.
I potreba vam je malter.
Right?
Da.
Okay. Now let's say your bricklayer builds 500 bricks per day.
I recimo da onaj koji gradi sada ugradi 500 cigli na dan.
And now your bricklayer gets sick.
I on se razboli.
He's got the flu.
Ima groznicu.
He's building slowly.
I sad gradi polako.
In fact, he's only building 200 bricks per day.
Samo 200 cigala ugrađuje na dan.
So I look at my bricklayer.
Ja gledam sad svog zidara.
And I say, he's only putting 200 bricks in my wall.
Pa samo je ugradio 200 cigala.
I'm going to give him more bricks.
Daću mu više cigala.
Then it'll go faster.
Ići će brže.
So instead of 500, I give him 1,000 bricks.
I umjesto 500 dajem mu 1,000 cigala.
Now I'm stressing him out.
Ja sam ga sastavio pod ogromni stres.
He goes still slower. He builds only 100 bricks.
Tako da je pod stresom ugradio samo 100 cigala.
So I look at the problem.
Ja gledam problem.
And I say, well, the solution must be I must give him 2,000 bricks.
Možda će biti rješenje, kažem sam sebi, da mu dam 2,000 cigala.
Am I being logical or am I being stupid now?
Jesam ja logičan ili sam glup?
I'm being very stupid.
Vrlo glupo sam.
Because my problem is not the bricks, my problem is my bricklayer is sick.
Jer moj problem nisu cigle, nego to što mi je zidar bolestan.
Are you with me?
Jeste li sa mnom?
So when you have osteoporosis, that means you're losing calcium.
Jer kod osteoporoze vi u stvari gubite kalcijum.
You're breaking down the wall.
Vi lomite zid.
Because calcium is the brick that you're building into your bones.
Jer kalcijum je u stvari materijal koji se ugrađuje u vaše kosti.
And your brick layers, the cells that put the calcium into the bone.
Vaši zidari koji stavljaju kalcijum u vaše kosti.
They're sick.
Oni su bolesni.
So the solution is to give them more bricks, more calcium.
Da li je rješenje onda da im date više cigala?
No.
Ne.
African women don't get osteoporosis on 350 milligrams of calcium per day.
Afričke žene ne dobijaju osteoporozu iako imaju samo 3,19 miligrama. 3,50 miligrama kalcijuma dnevno.
And European women get osteoporosis on 1,400 milligrams per day.
A evropske žene dobijaju osteoporozu sa 140 miligrama kalcijuma dnevno.
You will do better to get it from green things, your calcium.
Mnogo bi bolje bilo da ste uzeli kalcijum iz zelenih.
Cells will go alkaline.
Vaše će ćelije biti alkalne, bazične.
And the bricklayer will say,
I onda će zidar reći, oh.
And he'll start putting bricks like crazy.
I onda će kao lud ugrađivati cigle.
And he only needs 500 because that's all he can do in a day.
I potrebno mu je samo 500 i 500 će ugraditi.
There's the evidence. Women in America are getting 1,400 milligrams of calcium per day.
Ovde su podaci da američke žene sa 1,600 miligrama kalcijuma dnevno
still lose bone because of their protein diet.
Mogu izgubiti taj kalcijum zbog nepravilne ishrane.
So African women who eat a lot of legumes don't have a problem.
A afričke žene koje jedu povrće, one i mahunarke nemaju uopšte taj problem.
I will say we've tested it on rats and on rabbits.
Rekao sam da smo to ispitivali na kunićima oglednim i pacovima.
But the velvet monkey is considered the best model for humans.
Ali se velvetni majmun drži najboljim modelom za ljude, dakle kad se na njemu rade eksperimenti.
And we fed some what humans eat and what the westerners eat and some what the blacks eat.
I onda se ovim majmunima daje ono što jedu zapadnjaci i ono što jedu Afrikanci.
And look, when they were on milk, they lost calcium like crazy.
I pogledajte, kad su bili, gubili su kalcijum kao ludo.
Now, what about milk and infertility?
Šta je sa mlekom i neplodnošću?
I already told you that women become infertile because of galactose.
Rekao sam već da su žene postale neplodne zbog galaktoze.
Now, what about you, gentlemen? You think that you are immune?
A šta je sa vama, muškarcima? Vi mislite da ste imuni?
So we tested it on the monkeys.
Tako da je ovo ispitivano na majmunima.
And we found that if we gave them milk, they got what ordinary monkeys eat, you know, bananas and everything. They just got a little bit of milk powder in their grain.
Davali smo im sve što majmuni jedu, banane i ostalo, samo smo im dodavali pomalo mleka u prahu.
And when they got milk, then the motility of their sperm dropped by 2/3.
I kad smo im davali mleko u prahu, pokretljivost njihove sperme je strahovito opala.
The sperm concentration dropped by 2/3.
2/3 je opala koncentracija sperme.
So in other words, like the bricklayers, they got sick.
Drugim rečima, kao onaj zidar, oni su se razboleli.
The defects in the sperm increased when they were on milk.
Kad su bili na mleku, nepravilnosti u spermi su bile brojne.
So that's the type of defect they started getting, midpiece defect and tail defect.
Dakle, dobijali su različite defekte izraštaje i rep kod spermatozoida je bio potpuno izmenjen.
So young men sitting over here,
mladi ljudi koji sedite ovde,
you drink your milk,
pijete svoje mleko,
your sperm count drops.
Broj spermatozoida u spermi se,
your sperm slows up and goes.
Dakle, tako se ponašaju.
You don't drink your milk, your sperm goes. And
plodnost zavisi od toga isto.
If you've got a lot of this defect over here,
ako imate ovakvih defekata ovde,
that one,
evo ovde ovoga,
then your sperm goes nowhere. So you're just as much in trouble.
I ovde, dakle, imate problem u oba slučaja.
Look at the lymphocyte levels.
Gledajte nivoe limfocita.
When they were on a maize legume diet,
kad su bili na kukuruzno mahunarkama dijeti,
yeah, they had excellent lymphocyte levels.
Imali su odlične nivoe limfocita.
When they were on milk, they were depressed.
Kad su bili na mleku, opadali su limfociti.
So if you want a healthy immune system, drop the milk.
Ako želite da pomognete svom imunom sistemu, izostavite mleko.
A lot of the bronchial diseases and the asthmas and all these problems in winter, cut out the milk, your immune system will be better.
Ti bronhijalni problemi, problemi sa plućima tokom zime, astma i te bolesti, ako tokom zime izostavite mleko, bit će bolje.
Even the journal Nature reported that long ago already.
Časopis Priroda ili Nature je
pre lowers the immune system.
Mnogo godina izvestio da kravlje mleko oslabljuje imunni sistem.
Now, what if someone has AIDS?
Šta ako neko ima AIDS ili SIDA?
Then of course your lymphocyte levels go down.
Onda limfociti opadaju.
One of the best things to do is to stop drinking milk and they go up again.
Najbolji način da se to zaustavi jeste da se prestane sa korištenjem.
Let's just have a look what happened in the blood vessels of velvet monkeys.
Hajde sad da vidimo šta se zbivalo u krvnim sudovima velvetnih majmuna.
A minor, tiny little amount of milk was just added.
Kad je dodato samo malo mlijeka.
And when you look at the green one,
kad gledate ove stupce zelene boje,
that's the ratio of good to bad cholesterol.
To je razmera dobrog prema lošem kolesterolu.
It was good and the other one was bad.
Bio je kod jednih dobar, a kod drugih loš.
There's the main artery.
Ovo je glavna arterija.
One receiving maize and legumes.
Ovde je ovaj majmun primao kukuruz i mahunarke.
Squeaky clean.
I bile su čiste te arterije.
All the little blood vessels open.
I svi mali krvni sudovi otvoreni.
This one on dairy, plaque everywhere.
A kod onog koji je koristio mleko, ovde ste imali svuda naslage plaka.
There's the histology, squeaky clean.
Evo tkiva.
Ovde, big plaque in the dairy one.
Potpuno čisto gore, a dole velike naslage kod onog koji koristi mleko.
And because they have to neutralize so much calcium or release so much calcium.
I zato što izlazi toliko kalcijuma,
the kidney cannot get rid of it.
Bubrezi ne mogu da ga se oslobode.
And so it goes and deposits in the blood vessels.
On se onda uskladištuje u krvnim sudovima.
And you get these calcium deposits in the blood vessels.
I onda imate ove kalcijumske naslage u krvnim sudovima.
And your blood vessels become brittle and you can get an aneurysm.
I onda postaju krti krvni sudovi i dobijate aneurizme ili suženja.
So if you look at dairy consumption and hip fracture, that's osteoporosis.
Ako gledate sada upotrebu mlečnih proizvoda i frakture kuka.
The African black who's lactose intolerant and doesn't drink milk doesn't know what osteoporosis is.
Oni u Južnoj Africi crni ljudi koji ne mogu da podnesu laktozu ne znaju ni šta je osteoporoza, ni ne lome, nije nikad nije bilo frakture kuka.
And this graph goes up to the USA and New Zealand, which is high.
A ovaj grafikon predstavlja na sebi i Sjedinjene Države i Novi Zeland koji su visoki u ovome.
If I was to put Norway on there,
kada bih ja ovde stavio Norvešku,
my arrow would be on the ceiling.
Moja strelica za tu zemlju bila bi na plafonu.
So does milk stop or cause osteoporosis?
Tako da ako se pitamo da li mleko zaustavlja ili podstiče osteoporozu?
Yes or no?
Šta kažete?
It causes osteoporosis.
Izaziva osteoporozu.
It's because of the protein.
Zbog belančevina.
So don't drink your milk.
Nemojte piti mleko.
And as for cheese,
a što se tiče sira,
it is my conviction,
moje osvedočenje,
that it should never enter the human stomach.
Da ne bi trebalo da uđe u ljudski želudac.
And we can leave that one out. Now, remember I also told you about phytoestrogen.
Sećate se da sam govorio o fitoesterogenima, dakle iz biljaka, estrogeni iz biljaka.
They make the bone dissolving cells, the osteoclasts, less active.
Oni mogu da utiču tako da materije koje razaraju kosti budu manje aktivne.
And the bricklayers, the bone making cells, more active.
A da podstaknu one ćelije koje izgrađuju kosti da budu jako aktivne i da izgrade dobre kosti.
In fact, if you use the phytoestrogen genistein,
ako koristite biljni estrogen genistein,
that's the one you will find in flaxseed.
Onaj koji ćete pronaći u lanenom semenu, to je taj.
It's just as good, just about, as the best drugs on the market for preventing osteoporosis.
To je možda najbolji lek koji se može naći na tržištu za sprečavanje osteoporoze.
All right, we don't have to go into the details.
Ne treba sada da idemo u detalje.
But this Danish study found,
ali je ova danska studija pronašla,
that if soy milk was consumed,
kada je sojino mleko korišćeno,
it actually stopped bone loss.
Ono je zaustavilo gubitak koštane mase.
And the women didn't lose their bone from their spine.
I žene, dakle, posle menopauze nisu gubile svoju koštanu masu.
In this study in hospital in Melbourne,
u ovoj studiji u bolnici u Melbourneu,
they found a 5% increase in bone mineral content.
Pronađeno je 5% povećanja mineralnog sadržaja kostiju.
When they added soja to the diet.
Kad su dodali soju u njihovu ishranu.
So you can reverse osteoporosis with your diet.
Tako da možete da obrnete proces osteoporoze svojom ishranom.
And these estrogens bind to the receptors in the bone.
Ovi estrogeni biljnog porekla se vezuju za receptore u vašim kostima.
And therefore they're excellent for osteoporosis.
I oni su odlični za osteoporozu.
But they also reduce breast cancer and prostate cancer.
Takođe utiču i na smanjenje raka dojke i raka prostate.
By the way, we also compared soy milk and ordinary milk. In other words, just the soy milk.
Još da vam kažem da smo poredili sojino mleko i obično mleko.
And for everything it was the same. Soy milk excellent, cow's milk very bad.
A u svemu su bili isti i u nekim stvarima se sojino mleko pokazalo mnogo bolje.
And now, gentlemen, look up.
A sada muškarci pogledajte.
You drink 3 glasses of milk per week.
Ako pijete 3 šolje mleka sedmično.
You more than double your chance of prostate cancer.
Više od 3 put uvećavate svoje šanse da dobijete rak prostate.
Which country will have the highest prostate cancer in the world?
Koja zemlja ima najveću razmeru raka prostate na svetu?
The dairy countries, Switzerland, Norway, Luxembourg, Sweden, there they are.
3 zemlje koje koriste najviše mleka i mlečnih proizvoda, Švajcarska, Norveška i Luksemburg.
And notice that if you are black,
i sada primetite ako ste crne kože,
you are twice as bad off as when you are white. Look, prostate gland 23.6, prostate gland 52 if you're black.
Dva put je veća opasnost za rak prostate.
Asma. Allergy is the number one selling drug in the United States.
U Sjedinjenim Državama lekovi za alergiju su najbolje prodavani, oni se najviše prodaju.
And here it says that allergies, asthma and migraine headache come from dairy products.
I ovde se kaže da alergija, asma i migrenski glavobolje mogu da se povežu sa mlečnim proizvodima.
So now.
Sada?
How much of that is left for you tonight?
Koliko je toga za vas ostalo večeras?
Not very much, right?
Ne baš mnogo, zar ne?
I'm terribly sorry for having done this to you.
I ja stvarno sebe žalim što sam ovo uradio.
But I promise you good news tomorrow.
Ali vam obećam dobre vesti sutra.
Thank you for listening.
Hvala vam za vašu pažnju. Još samo nekoliko obaveštenja i završili smo.